You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Stephen Schoeffler, founder and CEO of eRideShare.com. Since 1999, eRideShare has been providing ride matching services for commuters, travelers, and private groups. Stephen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
You bet. So what makes you excited about carpooling, and why have you continued with this business for 14 years?
Well, carpooling is a really, really powerful method of curing so many of the ills that afflict us. For starters, it's a great, great way for people to save money on transportation. People can save about $3,000 a year just by carpooling, but carpooling also can immediately cut your carbon footprint, and if you care about the impact that we're having on the planet with global warming and pollution and everything else.
Really phenomenal what you've created here. How did eRideShare reach the top spot for Google search results on the keyword carpool and gain media exposure?
Well, eRideShare had the advantage of starting early, back in 99, and for a long time after that, nobody was really interested in carpooling, which is very surprising, but there were very few competitors, and so the business was able to develop slowly, naturally, and over time to grow until it had a really serious critical mass. With the business, the strength of the business relies on the strength of the user community. People want to go to where there's a large and an active user community, and an advantage like this is really hard to overcome once it's established. So starting out early was a really powerful way of getting this off the ground, and it was done fairly early in the internet days, and I think it was a lot less expensive to establish a brand back then.
What is the business model for eRideShare?
We have several sources of income. We make a certain amount of income from Google AdSense. So people come to the website, they look at the listings, they place their own listings on the website, they contact each other, and in all those stages, they're seeing ads that Google puts on the pages. And when they click on them, there's income comes in and helps us to be able to continue doing this. We also provide private carpooling groups for employers and religious organizations, people having weddings. We only charge for employers, but that is another source of income.
Today we are joined by Stephen Schoeffler, founder and CEO of eRideShare.com, that has been providing ride matching services for commuters, travelers, and private groups since 1999 here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How will mobile communications affect transportation?
Well, in recent years, Eric, there's been a lot of, ever since the iPhone came out and then following with the Android, people now have computers in their pockets, and they have access to the internet, and they use it. And all these phones are also GPS-enabled, so the phone knows where you are. And that has some really serious advantages for connecting people for rides in real time. eRideShare's new app is going to be able to connect you with people looking for rides now, as well as, you know, the rides tomorrow and next week. So we connect people for cross-country transportation, as well as commuters, and now we're going to be able to connect people for sharing taxis and for for sharing rides across town in a really fast and easy way. So we're very excited about the potential that these mobile devices are going to be able to offer.
How has modern technology lowered the barriers of entry to new businesses?
Well, it's such a pleasure being in business these days because you can set up a website in a day and have your new concept launched and going, and it's so easy. It doesn't cost anything. All it takes is a little bit of creativity. You find a good name, you have a good concept, and you're off. You know, it makes it really easy to go into business. The advent of mobile communications also makes things much more instantaneous and allows you to connect in new ways that just weren't available in the past. And so, we're becoming increasingly tightly connected by our ability to communicate instantaneously. There's just tremendous opportunities, and the mobile space is really hot right now, and it's not going to go away.
So how about telling our listeners again where they can get more information and be able to take advantage of eRideShare online?
We're at eRideShare.com. You can get online, create a group for your employees so that people can carpool to work and connect up and see how we do things.
Splendid idea that you have created. He is Stephen Schoeffler, founder and CEO of eRideShare.com, that has been providing ride matching services for commuters, travelers, and private groups since 1999. And once again, the website of reference is eRideShare.com. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.